Hi, everybody. My name is Adina. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, bulimic, and very grateful to be here and really humbled to be asked to do this speaking. What is it, 15, 20 minutes at the most? So thank you so much. And thanks for the readings. I can really sum up my talk by the second reading in Voices of Recovery. So if I really wanted to, I could say, well, that's my story, and then people can share. But I do want to share with you, this is Life of Sane and Happy Usefulness. There's so many gifts that being in this program has given me. I started program in 1984 or five. And I'm going to turn my camera because I want you to see something. And this is what I'm looking at as I'm talking to you right now.
Oh, wow.
I am at Monument Valley, Arizona. We just got here about 45 minutes ago. And they have a hotel that we have a room that is unobstructed view of the valley. And I have to tell you that if it wasn't for this program, I wouldn't be here. I literally would not be alive. I really believe that. I had thoughts of wanting to die many, many times in my life. And so I'm really happy to be alive right now. And this to me is, this is what it's about, that I can just be with nature and there are hawks flying around and I don't have to think about what my body looks like or how much weight I am or anything like that. So just to say that there really are gifts, really, really are gifts. All right, so back to the topic of victimization. When Joy asked me to do this, I thought, what? Like, I really didn't get how it would relate to 12-step at all. And I didn't even think to go to the books and take a look. So thank you for those readings, Janice. Professionally, I have to say that for the last 32 years, professionally, I've been talking about this topic, educating people and assisting people in healing from all kinds of victimization. I'm in the mental health field. So it was a little weird also to say, how do I do, you know, what do I do with 12 steps here and how do I work my program? So the first thought I had was when I did my first fourth step, it was a 70-page spiral notebook of my life. And my sponsor, and I went through it, I don't remember how long it took. And at the end, she said, boy, are you a victim. And I was so insulted. I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, I saw myself as a very empowered, powerful woman and young woman. And she said, what you wrote about is how everybody did everything to you and everybody's continuing to do everything to you. I did not hear about how you are taking responsibility for your own life, your own emotions, for the relationships you enter into. Excuse me. And this program is about being accountable, about us having choices. She gave me the term, you know, there are no victims, only volunteers. And it really didn't make sense to me at the time. Excuse me. And through working the steps and going 4 through 9 and continuing with 10 along, and I have to say with outside help, it was very important to me, both professional mental health and a lot of spiritual seeking in a lot of different ways. What I got really clear about was that as a child, there were things done to me. There were hurts that I was manipulated, cajoled, and forced to do things that didn't feel right, that weren't okay. And I was hurt in many ways that I did not have a conscious choice when I was a kid. I didn't have the power. You talk about powerless. And there were times when I was really helpless. So that is being a victim to me. When something's happening, I looked up the term and victimization. I didn't get much because I wanted to give you the definition, but it just said about being victimized. So just using the same word didn't really make sense to me. So victim is when something happens to me that's very painful and that's overwhelming, but I can't really process that I have no choice in. So natural disasters, stuff like that. And this program, when it said in the reading, you know, I'm not a victim to my disease. And I definitely at times have felt that way. And it's been so critically important, the steps or the guide for me to stay out of that victim mentality, or putting the victim glasses on, or being in the victim role, whatever works, that I am powerless. I do have a disease, and I didn't ask for it. I just happen to have it. So what am I going to do with it? Basically, it's like, here it is. I got step one. Yeah. I tried to control things like crazy. I'm still pretty controlling, as much as I have been turning things over and working the steps for all this time. I'd say my wife would probably tell you I'm still a pretty controlling person. I don't know if that's ever going to change, but it's a heck of a lot better. So I know I'm powerless. My life is totally unmanageable when I am not working the steps, when I'm not communicating with people, when I am not seeking a conscious contact with a higher power, and I'm not feeling connected with a higher power. When I feel separate from my higher power, I get scared. I get really scared. And when I get really scared, I get controlling. And that's the kind of behavior that's tried to protect me from all this fear. It just creates a lot more chaos. So step two really has been so important, because I did come to believe there's a power greater than myself that can restore me to sanity, which is that I'm not separate, that we all are connected, that I am connected to this earth that I'm looking at right now and everything here. And I breathe easier. And I feel serene. And I feel empowered. And I know I have choices. And I'm not hurting myself, and I'm not victimizing myself. And I think that is one of the things I learned from being a child and being hurt that way, that I treated myself that way. And I hear that in a lot of stories from people in the rooms. And I don't behave for the most part to hurt myself anymore and to victimize myself anymore. When those things come up, again, I have the steps to deal with it, and the instructions for life, which I'm so grateful for. And then making a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of this loving higher power, that really takes me out of victim. And so this 4 through 9 also, in terms of owning my own part in things, in my part, and really being able to discern, I think the reading was saying some of this, discern what is it that I'm a victim of and that I can own that, and what is it that I have choices about. And I think I'm going to say it again, that what I've come to is, here's my story, what am I going to do with it? And am I going to create a new story? What do I choose to do with it? And at 58, almost 59 years old, I choose to continue to create new stories, stories of empowerment, stories of joy, stories of connection. And I do that by living the 12 steps, being involved in program and fellowship and intimate relationships and mature love. And I really like what they said about that, mature love, for the most part, I would say. Again, not perfect. And what I've come to in my life is that I was a victim. I became a survivor. When I realized that I was a victim, and I knew I survived this stuff, and I've survived this disease, that I'm a survivor, that was really important. That felt empowering. And I keep hearing myself use the word empowering, because that really takes me out of that feeling like everybody does it to me. And even higher power, you know, oh, higher power is punishing me, etc. I don't have that belief in a higher power. So I was a survivor. And that was an important identity for me. And then I looked for something else, because I'm more than just a recovering compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. I'm more than just a survivor of sexual abuse. I'm more than just a survivor of X, Y, and Z. And so where I'm at right now is I'm a thriver. I thrive in my life. I enjoy my life. I live my life to the fullest. I have lots of pain. I feel pain. I feel sadness. I feel grief. I feel joy. I feel serenity. I feel elated. I feel the whole range of feelings. And that's one of the gifts of the program. Excuse me, because before I came in, I was using all of the compulsive behaviors and the obsessive thoughts to get away from feelings and to not feel them. And I felt depressed most of the time, or angry, or self-pity. It's not my life anymore at all. It's not my life at all. So I'm a thriver. And I just want to throw that out to everybody, that when I go to meetings and I hear people share, that's what I hear their struggle for, is that they really want to thrive in their life. And that we do, we can survive this disease, but I really want to do more than just survive it. I want to really enjoy it, because why the heck would I work so hard and do all the things that I've done to just get by? It's not worth it. So for me today, 10, 11, and 12, 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, and 12 is where I live. And the reason I don't say 4 through 9 is because 10 for me, step 10 is a 4 through 9. It's just in a little bit of a different way. So those three steps of being of service, we say we can't keep it unless we give it away. Being of service takes me out of that victim mentality. It puts me in gratitude. When I'm in gratitude, I can't feel self-pity. Self-pity for me is just getting back into that victim role. And so being of service, praying and meditating, being in conscious contact with higher power, for me, being in nature is so huge. And one of the reasons why we came up here, I got a call, a text actually from the big boss at work on Monday afternoon, said, you know, we just don't have enough work for you right now. You're not going to work this week. We'll check it out at the end of the week and see if you work the following week. And I just looked at Diane, my wife, and I said, you know, I'm not going to work this week. She said, why don't we go away? And this is the first time, of course, in a year and a half that we've gone really anywhere. And I just said, let's do it. Like, let's be spontaneous and do it. And that's what I mean by thriving, that I have spontaneity in my life today. I was extremely rigid being an anorexic. Oh my God, couldn't do anything spontaneous at all. So 10, 11, and 12. So through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God, the power to carry that out, knowledge of your will, God, and the power to carry it out. I think for me, that's been the most important step lately. And in this moment, that's where I feel like I am. So I want to leave you with a few things. I have no idea how long I've been talking, but my steps 4 through 9 in particular really allow me to discern where I was a victim and where I'm not. Where do I have choices? Where do I not have choices? Where didn't I have choices in my life? What do I want to do with them now? And how do I want to live my life now? And being of service and a life of sane and happy usefulness, that is possible. That's a promise that absolutely has come true for me, because I do kind of the three stools of the step of the triangle. So service, and I don't even remember them. So it's service and personal recovery and spiritual recovery for me. I think that's really all I want to say. So thank you so much for listening.